The second fallacy lies in failing to take into account forecast degradation as the projected period lengthens. We don't realize the full extent of the difference between near and far futures. Yet the degradation in such forecasting through time becomes evident through simple introspective examination, without even recourse to scientific papers, which on this topic are suspiciously rare. Consider forecasts, whether economic or technological, made in 1905 for the following quarter of a century. How close to the projections did 1925 turn out to be? For convincing experience, go read George Orwell's 1984. Or look at more recent forecasts made in 1975 about the prospects for the new millennium. Many events have taken place, and new technologies have appeared that lay outside the forecaster's imaginations. Many more that were expected to take place or appear didn't do so. Our forecast errors have traditionally been enormous, and there may be no reasons for us to believe that we're suddenly in a more privileged position to see into the future compared to our blind predecessors. Forecasting by bureaucrats tends to be used for anxiety relief rather than for adequate policy making. The third fallacy, and perhaps the gravest, concerns a misunderstanding of the random character of the variables being forecast. Owing to the black swan, these variables can accommodate far more optimistic or far more pessimistic scenarios than are currently expected. Recall from my experiment with Dan Goldstein testing the domain specificity of our intuitions, how we tend to make no mistakes in Mediocristan, but make large ones in Extremistan, as we don't realize the consequences of the rare event. What's the implication here? Even if you agree with a given forecast, you have to worry about the real possibility of significant divergence from it. These divergences may be welcomed by a speculator who doesn't depend on steady income. A retiree, however, with set risk attributes, cannot afford such gyrations. I would go even further and, using the argument about the depth of the river, state that it's the lower bound of estimates, i.e., the worst case, that matters when engaging in a policy. The worst case is far more consequential than the forecast itself. This is particularly true if the bad scenario isn't acceptable. Yet the current phraseology makes no allowance for that. None. It is often said that he is wise who can see things coming. Perhaps the wise one is the one who knows that he cannot see things far away.